Where the hell are you taking us? Lady Mac was rising above the equatorial plane at 7 G's, decreasing altitude at the same time. We're going under them. This trajectory is going to graze the atmosphere. He watched more of the mercenary starships launching combat wasps. I know. It had been an instinctive maneuver, opposing every tactic program in the flight computer's memory core. They all said altitude was the key in orbital combat situations, giving you more room to maneuver, more flexibility. Everyone else in the little mercenary fleet was clinging to that doctrine, escaping from Lalonde with fusion drives operating way out on the limit. Dad was always telling me about this one, he said in what he hoped was a confident manner. He always used it in a scrape. Lady Mac's still about, isn't she? Your bloody father isn't, Sarah had to datavise. She couldn't expel enough air from her lungs to talk. The acceleration had reached 9 G's. She hadn't known even Lady Mac could produce that kind of drive level. Every internal membrane supplement had turned rock hard. An arterial implant at the base of her neck was injecting oxygen into her bloodstream, making sure her brain didn't starve. She couldn't ever remember having to use it before. Joshua Calvert, we're not a bloody combat wasp. Look, it's very simple, he explained, trying to sort out the logic in his own mind. As usual, rationality was trailing well behind impetuosity. Combat wasps are designed for deep space operations. They can't operate in the atmosphere. We are designed for deep space operations. Yes, but we're spherical. Sarah couldn't snarl. She would have dislocated her jawbone, but she managed to grate her teeth together. Lady Macbeth flew over the Sarrow continent in 45 seconds, arcing down steeply towards the brown and yellow volcanic deserts. She was 300 kilometers in altitude when she passed over the northern coastline. The North Pole was 2,500 kilometers ahead. 700 kilometers above and 4,000 kilometers ahead, the combat wasp salvo spotted her. 6 of them abruptly altered course and dived down. "Here they come," Joshua said. He fired 8 of Lady Mac's combat wasps, programming them for a tight defense shield formation. The drones leapt upwards at 20 G's, scattering submunitions almost immediately. Aft sensors showed the starships in orbit, behind and above, were releasing more and more combat wasps. Even the Gemmel was breaking out of its 1,000-kilometer orbit. The old colonist carrier could only make 1.5 G's. And there was no escort, Joshua saw sadly. Far away to the east, barely above the horizon, there was a volley of explosions, followed by the unmistakable, larger, smeared detonation of a starship. Wonder who that was. It didn't seem to matter much, only that it wasn't him. Melvin, keep monitoring the grav detector satellite data. I want to know if any ships start jumping out system, and if possible, where to. I'm on it, Joshua. Dibe, I can't believe the Void Hawks can keep jamming our nodes with all this going on. The second they slip, I want to know. Yes, Captain. The sensors showed Joshua the attacking combat wasps releasing their submunitions. Particle beams lanced out from both swarms. Okay, everybody, here we go. He shot an order directly into the drive deflector coils, and Lady Mac lurched downwards. Meredith Saldana caught the crazy flight vector developing, and datavised a request into the technical situation computer for confirmation. The vector was recomputed and verified. Half of the squadron's frigates would be unable to produce a 9G thrust. Who's that idiot? He asked in reflex. Lady Macbeth, sir, Lieutenant Franz Gracie said. None of the others have triple fusion drives. Well, if they're all suicide on us, I shall be a very happy man. It wasn't looking good. He had already changed the squadron's operational orbit from 1,000 kilometers to 2,300, which would give them a superior look-down, shoot-down position, but only if the mercenary ships stayed put. Injection was in 90 seconds. Combat wasps were being launched at a prodigious rate from the mercenary fleet. Intelligence and tactics programs couldn't say which were defensive and who was attacking whom. Each of his squadron's ships had launched a defense cluster salvo. One of the Void Hawks exploded with appalling savagery, and the victorious Black Hawk skirted its rolling debris plume to vanish into a wormhole interstice.